You're listening to KZSC Santa Cruz. What follows is an interview with Nicolas Gutierrez, a member action team leader with AFSCME Local 3299, the largest UC employee union representing over 30,000 University of California workers. This interview was recorded on a Friday, April 28th, and is being broadcast today in honor of May Day or International Workers' Day. The full interview will be available on the KZSC website through our blog. Just a reminder that as a non-commercial educational radio station, KZSC supports the free expression of ideas. Please be aware that the opinions expressed are those of the speakers or artists only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the UC Regents, KZSC staff, management, or underwriters. We welcome your feedback on our programming. Please direct your comments to the Program Review Committee at 831-459-4726 or by email at prc@kzsc.org.
My name is Nicolas Gutierrez. I've been working here since 1994. I'm going on 30 years this June. And I'm what you call a member action team leader with Local 3299, AFSCME.
And what profession do you hold at UC Santa Cruz?
I'm a senior custodian here at UC Santa Cruz.
Nice. And how long have you been doing that job?
For 29 years plus.
Wow. I remember you mentioned at the AFSCME rally we were both at that your starting salary was at $9, right? And you've been fighting ever since for a
higher
wage.
Yes, back in 1994, I started working here for $9.85.
Wow.
And it's been like a constant battle, you know, trying to go up in wages. It's always has to be like through a contract fight. Because the university, you know, they don't give anything for free. We usually have to take it from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so during my time here, I've been through 5 contract fights.
Wow. How has the cost of living changed in those years that you've been here? Have you noticed a huge change in inflation?
You know, I've seen it raise over time since I've been here. Homes have gone up in the last 23 years, I want to say, like from about $300,000
wow.
to well over $1 million here
wow.
in Santa Cruz. And that's also another reason why our current fight that we're in right now, because of such a high cost of living.
Yeah, something you mentioned during the AFSCME rally that happened just a few weeks ago was that much of the faculty in custodial work and transportation services has to commute from far distances, such
right,
as
right, yeah. We have a lot of workers that come as far as Soledad. There's Salinas. There's people that come from Hollister, Los Baños, San Jose, because of how expensive it is here in the area. And it kind of seems to be this case for any UC campus or UC Medical, wherever those are located at, it drives the housing cost up more. You know, so it's real difficult to be close to where one works.
Do you think it's because of also they're building so much housing for students that it's pushing out people that have lived here for a long time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that brings us to the current fight that AFSCME is involved in and you have been involved in, which is the 25-5, which means $25 and 5%. And do you want to talk about what this campaign is about?
Yeah, sure. You know, our union hadn't launched a campaign like this one since 2004. Reason for is because our contract that was won in 2019, we've only received a 9% from that contract. There's still a 6% to come. But inflation since 2020, when COVID hit, inflation went up 16%. And now you can see that 16% of the 9 that we've gotten from the contract doesn't quite make it up there. We've fallen behind, you know, in the really bad situation that we're in. This is what cost our union to start this 25-5 campaign. To bring everybody up to $25 who works for UC across the state. And those of us who make 25 or more get a 5% increase.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what the 25-5 is about. It's basically a cost of living race that we're fighting for.
Absolutely.
UC, on the other hand, has come out and said, we gave you your 5% already, but they're talking about the contract. This isn't like a contract fight. This is a cost of living fight.
That's interesting, too, because I was going to say that as a student, I'm about to graduate, but while I've been here, there's been a cost of living fight for graduate students, mm-hmm. and I've witnessed the fight for a contract for lecturers. And I was wondering, just is there something particular to these past 4 years that you've witnessed? Do you feel like this movement and action has been more than usual, or do you think it might be related to the COVID pandemic and people are just now being catalyzed for change?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, I've seen that every time that we're going to negotiate a new contract, that it's gotten harder and harder mm-hmm. to win that contract against UC. The current contract that we're in took a year and 8 months to be able to win that.
Wow.
And it seems that every time UC is playing harder with us, because the university knows that dollar for dollar, we can't match them. We mm-hmm. can't go up against them, because they're a $1 billion corporation a year.
Yeah.
But one thing we do have is we have the numbers. We have the workers mm-hmm. to get out there and force and win this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we do it because it's a necessity. It's the only way we can go up in wages and try to keep up with inflation.
Yeah,
it's the reason why we're so militant and fighting every time mm-hmm. we have to.
I think you make a great point as well about mm-hmm. how the university is a $1 billion corporation and always talks about how they don't have enough money to pay their workers when mm-hmm. I think something that you and other organizers brought up is all the extra money is being invested
right.
into real estate, which is driving mm-hmm. up cost of living for all of us here.
And not just here, but in the whole country.
Yeah.
When the university does have over $3 billion to give to a real estate company known as Blackstone,
mm-hmm.
they do have the money to do the right thing for their workers, but they choose to invest in other places.
Absolutely.
And this real estate company, Blackstone, is one of the reasons why they drive housing costs so much around the state, especially around the UC campus and medical center. And what they're doing is that it's not affordable. Not for workers, mm-hmm. not for students, not for anybody. They just seem to care about, making more money, making more mm-hmm. billions of money. And it's only really rich millionaire people that can afford this,
absolutely.
Not us. And at the same time, while we're fighting this fight, UC San Diego chancellor received a mm-hmm. $500,000 increase
wow.
to what they were making already.
I
believe that our chancellor here at UC Santa Cruz just recently got a $70,000 raise.
Wow.
Yeah. Money is there, but it, some reason it seems to be there only for the people, top management.
Mm-hmm.
It's never there for workers.
That's something I've learned about in my classes, too, is how over the years the universities of California have shifted from being an educational institution to a business.
Seems
like they just keep adding more and more administrative jobs that make this giant mm-hmm. sum of money, and those of us at the bottom are suffering.
And they always claim that they pay out these lump sums of money mm-hmm. to top administrators
mm-hmm.
to keep good qualified for mm-hmm. retention. Well, what about good career workers?
Yeah.
What about them? What about giving them a cost of living? What about making sure that they're okay and they're able to make a living close to where they work, right? Instead of having people spending 3 hours, a day just coming and going back home from work.
Absolutely.
And on top of that, workers also have to pay for parking and students.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, we were just talking about that today, how multiple of my coworkers get $50 parking tickets. I don't think our chancellors have to pay for parking.
And it's the only place that you'll find that you're charged for a parking slip, and they don't guarantee you're going to find a parking
mm-hmm.
spot. You can spend an hour trying to find parking up here.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you so much for talking about that. You briefly mentioned this, but to kind of contextualize why I wanted to air this on International Workers' Day, I was doing a little bit of research about it, and it originated in 1886, and it was the first time that workers went on strike for an 8-hour workday. And it was interesting to me because it ended in a lot of violence, police violence, because the police were attacking these people striking. And it kind of just, for me, made me think about the way that the administration has dealt with strikes over the years. And I've seen many of my colleagues and friends being abused and brutalized by police at the picket line for COLA. And I know that at the AFSCME rally, administration was also supposed to meet with you all and accept demands, and there was a no-show. And so I'm wondering sort of how has your relationship been with administration?
Over my 29 years of working here, at the beginning when I first started working back in 94, I was real happy to have this job.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, everybody wanted to come work for UC Santa Cruz.
Mm.
But I've seen that take a change around 99, 2000.
Mm.
I feel more since that time to now that top management, and when I say top management, I'm talking about like the regents and mm-hmm. President Drake. They view us like a number,
mm-hmm.
like you're just a number here. And, you know, it's fine. They can view us like that if that's what they choose to do. But as long as they treat us with respect, mm-hmm. like dignity,
mm-hmm.
you know, students make me feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I care about because that's who I really, truly work for. And mm-hmm. I've always said in actions and rallies and strikes that, you know, students make my paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And not only mine, but also the chancellor's, President Drake's.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, these folks forget about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, I've seen them disrespect students.
Mm-hmm.
Look how long it took for the lecturers to win their strike.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen. Student has both, I mean, the university has both the power and the resources. Get it done in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Get it over with. You know,
absolutely.
Why prolong so much? Why make these people go through what they have to go through?
Mm-hmm.
No one likes to strike.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll do it if we have to. And every time UC pushes us to do strikes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if that's what it takes to win a contract, you know, we prepare and we get ready. We'll start putting money away for those strike days because we know we're not going to have any pay.
Mm-hmm.
And UC, in K-7 strike, when they went out 2 weeks on strike, mm-hmm. UC actually threatened them.
Mm-hmm.
That if they didn't come back to work, that they were going to take away their medical benefits.
Wow.
And there were two, three male workers that had, like, serious illnesses. One of them had a little boy who, like, every week takes to Stanford.
Wow.
And they were ready to come back into work because they said, hey, you know what? I can't do this, man.
Yeah.
If they strip my medical benefits away, I'm in another world.
Yeah.
And you know, thank God that, you know, politicians moved on it real quick and put pressure on the university
mm-hmm.
so they wouldn't take their benefits away.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it passed in Sacramento. It's now a law. If in the future any union out there goes out on strike with their workers, UC can no longer threaten them of taking
wow.
their medical benefits
that's
away.
Great.
So that was like a huge victory for
yeah.
for us. But you see how UC thinks and,
mm-hmm.
and how greedy they are, right? It's all about power, you know. We're not asking that we want to have the power. We just want to make a decent wage that
absolutely.
We can survive in this economy because
mm-hmm.
everything's expensive. In Santa Cruz, you can no longer find a home under
mm-hmm.
$1 million. You know, with a $25 an hour wage, who's going to buy that? Not
yeah.
we.
Yeah.
You know.
It's interesting how this cycle is working, that because of these wages, we're all forced to rent, and then because of the UC investing in the real estate companies, the rent's going up and we're stuck in this perpetual cycle of being
and companies
oppressed.
That aren't building homes or apartments
mm-hmm.
and yet turning around and making them affordable for workers
mm-hmm.
or students, they're turning around and selling them for market value price. And,
absolutely.
You know, and us working here can't afford these homes or
yeah.
rent these apartments. This is why we have to drive so far to come to work.
Something that's been really powerful for me after attending the AFSCME rally, and I was also involved with the lecturer strike my freshman year, is I think one of the ways that the UC maintains its power is by dividing workers and students,
mm-hmm.
even though a lot of us students are also workers like myself. And
right.
I think it's so powerful to meet people like you, and it's been such a pleasure because it shows that this fight has been going on for so long. And I think a lot of the time, especially with the cost of living adjustment for the grad student workers, it's like
mm-hmm.
the university relies on a 4-year turnaround rate. They wait for us to graduate and then forget about this fight, and then people have to start from scratch. And I think
right.
it's such a powerful thing to meet people like you that have been engaged in this
mm-hmm.
fight for so long. It's really inspiring.
The skills traits folks that work here, the K-7s, they're about to go into contract negotiations.
Wow.
Because their contract's going to be due up really pretty
mm-hmm.
soon this summer. And it'd be interesting to see how long it's going to take them to win a contract.
Yeah.
We'll see how UC responds to that.
And it's going to happen during the summer as well.
It'll happen around summertime.
It's interesting how I learned in one of my classes as well that anytime the university hikes tuition up, they do it during the summer because students aren't here to organize.
Right.
So that's interesting to me as well.
And you mentioned how UC likes to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
UC always blames the unions and workers that if we had to give them a raise, you know, we're going to have to jack up tuition.
Mm.
They jack up tuition anyway, and they're not giving us any raises.
Yeah.
You know, so we always tell the students that's not true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that happened a lot during the graduate student strike, specifically in the STEM department, because that's where a lot of the money for the university comes from, is, you know, the administration was sending out emails saying, your TAs aren't on your side. They're doing this strike, this grade strike against you. And it's so important, I think, for us students to gain some kind of critical education and go out and be involved in strikes and actions on campus, because it's simply not true. And I think stepping outside of our own sort of lens and world is incredibly important in realizing that.
You know, the students that have always supported, you know, the unions that represent the workers here, I can see that there are also students that are struggling to try to make ends meet. Some of them live in their cars. Some of them live with friends. Some say that they live in people's garages, you know, like a house of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents will let them stay in the garage just so they could afford to come and study here at UC Santa Cruz. You know, and it's most of those students who can see our struggles as workers, and they join them. So it's not just about workers. You said it earlier. It's also about the students that are struggling just to be here. This 25-5 fight that we're currently in, we win this. It's also going to be for the students that UC hires, for the students that work in service.
Absolutely.
Their wages will come up to $25 as well. Yeah, because we also thought about the students, you know. Those students that work at the dining halls or work for grounds or work for the maintenance departments, they're working here because they're trying to make ends meet too.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the luxury of having rich parents to pay for their studies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's also a fight about them as well.
Yeah, I think that's the spirit of May Day and International Workers' Day, is that all of our struggles are intertwined and we're stronger together.
Right.